How were you able to keep sane in having to deal with professors that seem out to destroy your rational mind? What did you do to counterbalance all the irrational ideas? Since you were also studying with Ayn Rand at the time, the contrast between her ideas and theirs must have made listening to them almost unbearable. What are your suggestions? Well, that's a whole dissertation, but it was certainly unbearable, and I went through a period where I was mentally split when I understood what Ayn Rand was saying on a topic. I didn't understand what the professors were, and vice versa. But my real salvation was that I talked to her at great, great length. I could have a class of, say, 3 hours, and I would take detailed notes, and I'd come back and I'd say, I just have a couple of questions. And she said, go ahead. And she would tell me, let's say if it was 8 hours of what was wrong with what the professor said, with his assumptions, with my interpretation, with the whole thing. And of course, that completely erased the problem until the next day. Now, you can't go to her for answers, but you have a massive literature, none of which I had, including for many years, even Atlas I didn't have. So I had the Fountainhead only. So it's not as bad. You still don't have, I have to say, Ayn Rand in person for 8-10 hours at a time on a regular basis, but you have something else, at least. Well, another thing I did is, as I learned epistemology, I learned more and more not to take what they said at all for granted, but to try to be a detective and see where they were coming from, what was their premise, what was their method, and, you know, then get myself out from being just a student who was hit with nonsense continuously that was baffling to me. The hardest thing I found in college was having to write like a dissertation or even a term paper in a way that I considered legitimate and that they did too. One thing I did in that regard was severely to delimit my topics. If my instinct was to take some ambitious or wide-ranging topic, I cut it down consciously to something as close to minuscule as I could get, because that made it a lot easier to cope with them. I made many fewer commitments. Now, sometimes, I confess this, it was necessary for me to state falsehoods that I didn't believe, because I knew it would be impossible to get out without it, and I did so. I tried wherever possible to dissociate myself from it. For instance, I was given a test by a behaviorist in grad school in psychology, and it was a true-false test. And it was full of the most horrendous propaganda, like, mind is an old-fashioned superstition, true or false. So if you weren't a behaviorist, you were lost. So I answered everyone as the way a behaviorist would, and then I put on the bottom, I have answered these questions as a behaviorist would. I don't agree with any of them. I got the grade, but you didn't always have the chance to do that. But I considered I was under a gun, even though I was a private university, because they were being wiped out by the government.